This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Setwari, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources said all missiles were intercepted and blocked by air defense units. Sources said the visuals over Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. Sources said that Pakistan's ISI and Hamas met last month in POK. Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan this morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learnt that an air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said Indian response has been in the same domain with same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Phalodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj, using drones and missiles last night. These were neutralized by the integrated counter-UAS grid and air defense systems. The ministry said Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and heavy caliber artillery in areas in Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendhar and Rajouri sectors in Jammu and Kashmir. The ministry said 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to Pakistani firing. In retaliation, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Indian Armed Forces have reiterated their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is respected by the Pakistani military. India today stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit.
Our intention has not been to escalate matters. We are only responding to the original escalation, as I said, and our response has been targeted, precise, controlled and measured. No military targets have been selected. Only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit.
The Foreign Secretary said that Pakistan's reputation as center of global terrorism is rooted in various terrorist attacks across the globe. He warned that any further action by Pakistan is nothing but escalation and will be responded to appropriately. Mr. Misri pointed out that when discussion was going on in UNSC on the Pahalgam attack at the UN Security Council, Pakistan opposed the mention of the resistance front in the press statement that was to come out. He said Pakistan did this even after TRF claimed the responsibility of the attack. India today reiterated that its intention is not to escalate the situation with Pakistan, but if there are military attacks, it will be met with a very firm response. This was stated by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar while co-chairing the India-Iran 20th Joint Commission meeting along with his Iranian counterpart, Sayyid Abbas Araghchi in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar said Pahalgam attack compelled India to respond by striking at cross-border terrorist infrastructure and the response was targeted and measured. Indian Armed Forces have used high-quality equipment in Operation Sindoor, which resulted in killing of a large number of terrorists in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The way the armed forces destroyed terror camps in Pakistan and POK is a matter of pride for the country." Speaking at the National Quality Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh congratulated the country's armed forces for their action, courage and valour they displayed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has directed secretaries of different ministries and departments to undertake a comprehensive review of their operations and ensure foolproof functioning of essential systems with special focus on readiness, emergency response and internal communication protocols. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that rainfall is likely to continue over northwest and central India for the next 4 to 5 days. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.